Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Welcome to our weekly show. We talk soccer in Atlanta, in Georgia, in the Southeast, in the United States, in the Western Hemisphere, all over the planet. It's what we do. It's AST. We got a lot to talk about on the local side tonight, and we're going to start with some of the reporting about Atlanta United's head coaching vacancy. Now, we talked about this last week, and we also talked about kind of the whole process that is going to lead to how this vacancy is filled. Chris Henderson will speak to the media tomorrow in Marietta, and I'll be there. Madison Cruz will be there. We'll be talking about it on the SDH network as well with our friend John Nelson. Plenty of coverage tomorrow morning. The presser is at 9:30. But look, the news cycle, it keeps spinning. And tonight, Atlanta's kind of at the heart of a lot of the MLS conversations. National reports yesterday and today have surfaced, and two names have been mentioned as serious candidates for the Atlanta United head coaching job. One you know very well, and one you probably know, but you might not know as well as the other one. One is Gerardo Tata Martino. The other one is Giovanni Savarese. Now, are these the only two candidates? No, I do not think that's true. Are these the two candidates that have thus far been mentioned in the media as serious candidates? Yes. There has been talk about other interviews going on. Not a lot about the actual process. I mean, we talked about it last week with Garth Lagerwey on medical leave. You would expect that Chris Henderson obviously will play a significant role in this. You would expect that the other two senior leaders in the front office in Dimitrios Evstathiou and Skate Knopfsinger would be involved in this process. We talked about Rich McKay last week as Arthur Blank's right-hand man. You'd expect that both Rich McKay and Arthur Blank would be involved in this process. And I'm sure Josh Blank as well will be involved in this process as the team's representative on the Board of Governors. So this is not going to happen on a snap decision. This is not going to happen in a rushed way, although it is going to get done as quickly as possible, I would assume, because you'd like to have this person in place very quickly so you can start to figure out what kind of strategy you're going to go with. Because that's what a lot of this comes down to, in my opinion. Strategy. What is the strategy in this move? What is the strategy in making this team stronger going forward? And that's not purely from a roster perspective. That is just, how do you make this team better? How do you compete better? How do you get back to where this team was with Tata Martino in charge, but also with Frank DeBoer in charge in 2019? Cannot discount that 2019 season where Eastern Conference final, you have a lead at home and it gets away from you, defensive mistakes, and you end up done after winning two trophies that year. Since then, you've had a few highs, not nearly as many. These past 2 years, you haven't had them in bulk. You had a great playoff run last year. That was magical. That was also secured on the last day of the regular season. So how do you avoid these things? How do you get to this next step for Atlanta United? And honestly, it comes down to a question, I think, of, are you looking to win right now? No questions about it. You're looking to win. I don't care how. Are you looking to win? Or are you looking for something that this club hasn't had really outside of its first 3 years? And look, the fourth year, you do have to factor in that, one, COVID in 2020, two, your star striker tore his ACL in game one of the regular season, and Joseph Martinez in Nashville, still a night that changed the future of Atlanta United in so many different ways. The sliding doors moment that was at Nissan Stadium. But that was 3 years of stability in 2017, 2018, and 2019, where you improved from 17 to 18. You won the league title. 19, you added two more trophies, and you were a top team in the league. And you haven't had stability since. So are you looking to win now, even if it's at the cost of long-term stability? Or are you looking for long-term stability at the cost of winning immediately? Look, I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if the fan base knows the answer to that question. I've had these conversations before with folks, and I don't know where the vibe is right now, honestly. It hopefully doesn't have to be one or the other, but I do wonder if you have to prioritize one or the other and hope you get both. I think these two candidates kind of represent the two options in terms of win now. You'd have to expect that would be Tata Martino, because he doesn't stay in one place for very long, and he's 62 years old. And you look at the other side of stability, and you look at Giovanni Savarese, who was with the New York Cosmos for their entire run in the reconstituted North American Soccer League, and he was with the Portland Timbers from 2018 to 2023. He's not a short-term guy. Doesn't mean he can't be successful in the short term, and we'll talk about that. But he's not somebody who's going to come and go barring poor results. He's somebody that is going to build, whereas Tata Martino is going to want that build to be very quick, and he's going to want to win immediately. So let's start with Giovanni Savarese, the candidate that you might not know as well. What he did in 2018, remember his first year in Portland? Remember MLS Cup in 2018? It's funny, it's these two guys that are mentioned, and these two guys were leading their teams in that night in December of 2018, where Atlanta won the title. So let's talk about the other side of it. Obviously, we have all the fond memories of what Tata Martino did here and that night where Atlanta lifted a trophy. Let's talk about the other side of it. Giovanni Savarese took over a team that was a solid playoff team in 2017. He took them in 2018 in his first year in MLS. Again, he had had a very successful run, and it's a very interesting run with the New York Cosmos in the North American Soccer League. Very different situation. There are some parallels that we'll talk about, and there's some information from that run that we'll talk about. But Savarese with the Timbers in 2018, he went on a 15-match unbeaten run. They were better defensively than they had been the previous season. He got them all the way to MLS Cup. as an underdog for a lot of that playoff run. I think what he did for that group from 17 to 18, and remember, he lost Darlington Nagbe. He never had Darlington Nagbe. That was a Caleb Porter player up to 2017, and then he came to Atlanta. So you lost a very key figure and got better. That's impressive. That's the sign of what Giovanni Savarese can bring you. You conceded less goals. The group got more tougher, or they got tougher. They got more confident in big games. Players loved playing for him. I know players personally who have played for him going back to the Cosmos era, and they raved about him and the amount of walls they would run through for Giovanni Savarese is endless. He's somebody who's talked constantly as a coach and now in the media on Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. He talks about honesty. He talks about the collective. He talks about hard work. He said it's always been about work. It's about the group, the fans, the city. He's not a big ego kind of guy. It's create a structure, it's create a culture, and create belief. So now here's an interesting subplot, though, when we talk about Giovanni Savarese, and there are subplots on both sides of this conversation about Savarese and about Tata Martino. So the subplot with Savarese are his roots in New York. Remember, he scored the first goal ever for what is now the New York Red Bulls. At the time, it was the New York, New Jersey Metro Stars. Mouthful. Before Portland, he was with the New York Cosmos. He won multiple North American Soccer League titles. He's going to be pulled to that part of the country. And with the news this week that Sandro Schwartz is out for the New York Red Bulls, that job's open. It wasn't open until yesterday. Does that change anything in terms of his interest, his candidacy? Does he want to see what's going on there? We'll have to see. Tata Martino, we talked about it last week. Reports out of South America, Herman Garcia Grova and many others reported that he had a verbal agreement to take over at LAFC when Steve Cherundolo steps down at the end of the season. That hasn't been mentioned this week. That hasn't been talked about really much since it was initially reported 2.5-3 weeks ago. So does that still have an impact on this? Was that true to begin with? Is that part of this equation, or did it change when the Atlanta job opened? Because that reporting came out before the Atlanta job was publicly available. Tata Martino is not somebody who generally would go against their word. That's not his MO. That's not how he has been as a professional throughout his career. You know Tata Martino here in Atlanta. If you're listening to Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app with me, Jason Longshore, right now, you know Tata Martino. I don't have to tell you about him. He was instrumental to what Atlanta United started as. He helped define their original identity. He was a key figure in winning MLS Cup in 2018, and I think one of the most important things a lot of people will point and say that he built the roster. He didn't build the entire roster. He was absolutely a factor in building the roster from scratch, which you don't have now. But the most important thing for me was the tactical switch that he made in the postseason. And it really suited the team. It suited what Miguel Almiron was at the time coming back from an injury. And it was a genius move. And it worked to perfection to win that title. His name fires up the fan base. Look, I've already had so many people reach out and ask what's going on with Tata Martino and Atlanta United, and I don't know. I just see the reporting just like the rest of you. It would get a lot of excitement. There's no question about it. But that LAFC thing is interesting, and just like I talked about with Giovanni Savarese and a pull to New York, taking over LAFC, who, in my opinion, is the favorite to win the MLS Cup playoffs this year, to walk into that job next year, that's a pretty strong pull in and of itself. Now, we know Tata Martino enjoyed his time in Atlanta. We know that. He said that many times since he left. He said it when he was here, and he said it when he left. I remember very specifically asking him when he was the head coach for Mexico and was coming back to Atlanta about his feelings about Atlanta. And he loves the city. Now, a lot of people that were in the building when he was here the first time around are not in the building anymore. Does that change it? Arthur Blank is still here. And I don't know the nature of Tata and Arthur's relationship during that time. But, you know, there was at least some form of a connection there. It's a very interesting situation with these two names being the two that are talked about. These two names that managed against one another in the MLS Cup 2018. These two names that now both have pulls elsewhere. It creates quite the telenovela when we talk about what's going to happen with Atlanta United. But when you line these two up, and we'll get into this deeper in the next segment, when you line these two up and you start to have the conversation, and there have got to be other candidates, other people have been talked about as coming in for interviews this week, you know all that's going to happen. It's not just going to be two people. But when you talk about these two, or the two have been named in ESPN and The Athletic, in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, everywhere that is talking about this, these are the two names that have come up. Tata Martino represents more immediacy, an emotional reaction from a fan base, somebody who's won a trophy in the city, and a push to win more trophies as fast as possible, maybe at the expense of long-term stability. Giovanni Savarese represents more of that stability side and growth, and someone who has shown that he can take what you have and make it better, elevating a group and sustaining a culture over a longer period of time. Now, he did not win a trophy during his time in Portland. He got to two finals. Didn't win one, though. It's a fascinating one, and Atlanta's not alone in the market, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what those philosophical conversations could be about what Atlanta United does. We're going to talk about the MLS Cup playoffs as well. All of that coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We're talking about the news around Atlanta United's head coaching vacancy. We're going to talk about the MLS Cup playoffs as well in this segment. But let's pick up where we left off. Giovanni Savarese, Tata Martino are the two names that have been mentioned for this job as candidates who have interviewed. Reporting has had Martino maybe a little bit closer to the job, but that's also ignoring the previous reports that he had a verbal agreement to take over at LAFC. And with Savarese being a candidate, that also maybe predated the New York Red Bulls job being open, which would be a pull for him potentially. Also, it just gets to the bigger conversation, I think, at hand here when we talk about what direction Atlanta United goes. And is it hiring somebody that is going to have an expectation of winning immediately and somebody who has a history of not being in any job for any long period of time? That's Tata Martino. That's been his career, and he's had an amazing career, and he's won league titles in different countries, and that's huge. One of those being here. That's very important. But also, I think because of his career history and his age, you couldn't really expect him to be here for, honestly, more than 2 years in a real likelihood. Giovanni Savarese is different. He is somebody who was with the Portland Timbers in his only MLS job, to be fair. He was there from 2018 through 2023. He went to two MLS Cups, lost both, one in Atlanta in 2018. He won multiple league titles in his previous job, which was with the New York Cosmos of the North American Soccer League from 2013 through 2017. So he's had two longer running jobs. He has won league titles in a lower level. He has reached league finals in a higher level, but he has not won that. It's not an easy decision, and that's why I'm kind of trying to figure out where I would go in this. I don't know. I'm not the one making the decision, but it's not easy because I do think there is a pressure on this club to win quickly. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. This is a club that 2013 took the eventual league champions to the wire in a best of three, losing game three in Columbus, and has regressed from that point. 2013, the second half of the season, was extremely good. They've regressed from that to this season being one of the worst teams in Major League Soccer. Facts. It's not a fun place to be. It can affect what you do next. And could it push you to somebody who's won a trophy here before as your first choice? Absolutely, it could. Could the fact that you have gone through in the last year and a half, let's say, three different people in charge of the team, could that push you to lean more to stability? Yes, it could. Now, remember, Chris Henderson was not here for the ups and downs of a lot of this. He has been here for 1 year. He has went through in his career as a sporting director both sides of it. He was in Seattle when the decision was made for Siggy Schmid to take the team coming into MLS and for Brian Schmetzer, who had been the coach in the USL version of the Sounders, to become the assistant. he was there for that. He was there the year prior to coming into MLS, and he was there for his entire time in Seattle until departing to go to Miami. So he had two managers there. Siggy Schmidt, long period of time. Brian Schmetzer, even longer period of time. He's the longest running coach right now in the league. Then he went to Miami and walked in the door at the same time as Phil Neville. Phil Neville wasn't there for two full seasons, then Tata Martino. And he had the two seasons with Tata, the season and a half with Tata. So he's been on both sides of it. So does that point him in either direction? I don't know. It's fascinating. Then you have to add the other part of this. And I've already mentioned it with both of these names. The market is going to be part of this conversation as well. LAFC, Steve Cherundolo, stepping down at the end of the year. Assuming the Tata Martino reports were true, that he had reached a verbal agreement with the club back at the beginning of this month prior to the Atlanta United job being open, then they got a head start. And I'm sure Tata wasn't the only person that they've talked to. So they've been in the market for a little while. New England, they let Caleb Porter go in September. Would assume that they've been in the market for a little while. They've reached out to names like Jim Curtin and Josh Wolf, according to reports. Curtin declined to interview there. Also this week, the Colorado Rapids, they just parted ways with Chris Armas. Is that going to be a competition situation for Atlanta? I don't think so. I think when you look at it, at who Atlanta will be competing with in this hire, you're talking about LAFC, and I think you're talking about the New York Red Bulls. Sporting Kansas City could be part of that conversation. To be fair, they are transitioning from a very long run with Peter Vermes. New leadership there, David Lee coming over from NYCFC. That could be a player in this kind of conversation, but I think it's LAFC and the Red Bulls. Not just because of the two names in Tata Martino and Giovanni Savarese that have been mentioned. I think those are the two clubs that can compete and spend and offer the same kinds of things that Atlanta United can offer. Now, speaking of the Red Bulls and speaking of Jim Curtin, keep an eye on him for that Red Bulls job. His name has come up. I don't know if it has come up in the sense of having a conversation, formal or informal. He's a Philly guy, and according to reporting previously, with his family being rooted there and his kids in school there, New York, more specifically New Jersey, would be a move that might make sense for him, whereas New England didn't. So that could, if Giovanni Savarese is a candidate here, that could take that job off the market if they decided to go after Jim Curtin. But you would expect that the Red Bulls would want to talk to somebody like Savarese with his roots in New York and in that market. So what does all this mean for Atlanta United before we get into the MLS Cup playoffs going on right now? Timing is one thing that's going to have a factor here, with the job being open, with LAFC, New England being in the market first, Atlanta getting a little bit of a head start on the Red Bulls. And on Colorado, Kansas City's had a head start, although David Lee just got there. The timing's going to be interesting with the conversations about LAFC and Atlanta and Tata Martino. The timing could be interesting with Atlanta and Red Bulls and Giovanni Savarese. The timing gets interesting if you're then going to mystery candidate number three, which it sounds like there is one, although no names have been mentioned. Most importantly, the philosophy of this hire is the most important thing I'm looking for out of the decision that's made. Are you going to tell the world, we want to win trophies immediately right now, and we're going to show you that by hiring Tata Martino? That's not to say you're not going to expect trophies with Giovanni Savarese, but I want to be clear. Tata Martino would be seen as potentially and probably more of a shorter-term hire. So you want to win quicker. With Giovanni Savarese, you want to win quickly. He took Portland in year one to MLS Cup. Don't forget that. But you're also hiring somebody who has shown more stability in staying in a spot for longer periods of time in his two head coaching stints there for multiple seasons. If you go with Tata, you're telling everybody, we want to win now, and you would expect Atlanta to be a major player in the transfer market, both coming and going in this offseason. If you go with Savarese, I think you're still going to be a player in the transfer market. You have to upgrade this roster. But maybe you're not as short-term with your thinking in it. whatever choice is made, and again, mystery candidate number three could bring a different element to this. Whatever choice is made, in my opinion, it is a statement of identity and what identity Atlanta United is going to take on going forward and what they want out of this. Now, before we finish the segment, let's take a look at what's going on in the MLS Cup playoffs right now. We had a game tonight, and we had a new trend, potentially, in the result tonight. But we'll go back to the wildcard games last week really quickly. Chicago dismantled Orlando, a really poor finish to the season for Orlando City. Luis Muzzi is leaving the club that had been known inside the club prior to the end of the season. Curious as to what Oscar Pereja's long-term future is in Orlando. Not a good year for Orlando, especially not a good finish. Portland, they beat RSL 3-1. That was expected, I think. Pablo Mastroeni has done fine with RSL. They need to invest a little bit more to give him more tools to work with. Game one in the Eastern Conference was Miami beating Nashville 3-1, a very strong win for Miami. Lionel Messi continues his revenge tour on the world and just wrecking shop on Nashville. The guy's scoring defensive headers, or scoring on diving headers. He's pressing. Just, he's a monster. Sunday, Philadelphia had a 2-0 lead against Chicago in game one. They blew it. Jack Elliott scored one of the best goals I've seen in a long time, a long-range shot from outside the 18, the 6'5 center back hitting it with the outside of the foot. It just curls into the far side netting away from Andre Blake. You'd think that gives Chicago the momentum, and then you got into the shootout, and Philly won. Not good. Joel Waterman put it off the face of the bar. Jack Elliott's attempt was saved. Philly ends up winning game one in penalties. They'll go to Chicago with a chance to close it out in game two. Vancouver, better team than Dallas, showed it by a massive margin, outshooting them 22-1. Thomas Mueller scoring from the penalty spot. Vancouver is a contender to win the West. San Diego, also a contender to win the West. They beat Portland 2-1. They had a 2-0 lead. They had to sweat a little bit as Portland pulled one back. They did this without Chucky Lozano, who it sounds like is going to be back in the mix for game two. Mike Yveris, after the game, said that Chucky's doing everything that they've asked him to do. He's reintegrating himself back into the team after some kind of an altercation, dispute, what have you, when he was subbed out the week before, 2 weeks technically, before decision day, and then was not part of the decision day roster game day. Sounds like he'll be part of game two. That is massive for San Diego, who has been good enough. This is a team that can win the West. I think San Diego, I think Vancouver, and I think LAFC are the teams that can win the West. I favor LAFC. We'll get to them in a second. Yesterday's game, Cincinnati, a hard-fought game with Columbus, as it always is. Cincinnati got the win. Kevin Danke with the goal in the second half. Minnesota continued their attempts to bore us all to tears, sit back behind the ball, give up all the possession. Seattle made them play a little bit. But Minnesota is a true defend and counter team. It's not the soccer I enjoy. It's frustrating. They're really good in the counter. I give them that. And it's a style that has worked for them. It's not a style I would choose. It does get them the win in game one. It did take a shootout. It did take a few misses from Seattle. Two posts were hit. One crossbar, one post. One save from Dane St. Clair. Minnesota wins 3-2 in penalties. Tonight, Charlotte. Every home team had won in the postseason, including the wild card round, until tonight. Charlotte, with just over 30,000, it looked like, on a Tuesday night. I mean, it's a Tuesday night, but it's a playoff game at home, and Charlotte was pretty good in the second half of the season. I was a little surprised by the attendance. I wasn't all that surprised by New York City. And the goal from Alonso Martinez. Whoo! Whoo! An amazing individual effort. New York City goes on the road. They get the win in game one. And now Charlotte's got to go to the Big Apple and get a win in game two to bring it back to North Carolina for a game three. Otherwise, their season is done. LAFC tomorrow hosting Austin. That's a 10:30 kick. I think LAFC is going to get it done. They are a sizable favorite in that one. Austin will need Owen Wolf to go off for them. LAFC, it could be Sonny who goes off. It could be Denny Bwanga who goes off. A lot of different options. Saturday, busy schedule around the league with games. New York City hosting Charlotte at 3:30. Chicago hosting Philly at 5:30. Nashville hosting Miami at 7:30. Portland, San Diego, and Dallas, Vancouver both at 9:30. And get Apple TV fired up. And if you're an Apple TV subscriber and you're not an MLS Season Pass subscriber, you can watch. You don't have to have the MLS Season Pass subscription to watch the postseason. Sunday, Columbus hosting Cincy, Austin hosting LAFC. Monday, Seattle hosting Minnesota. That's your game two schedule. Next week, we'll recap all of it. We'll talk about maybe any further news over the next 7 days on what's going on with the Atlanta United coaching search. But coming up next on AST, it's the 3-4-3. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. That's coming up after the break on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Y'all know what time it is. It's the 3-4-3. It's how we close out the AST every single week. It's brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local topics, stories, what have you, four headlines or topics or things I want to rant about this week, and three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much. Let's start on the local side, and number one is the women's college scene. Topic A. The Georgia State Panthers, they have an opportunity to win the Eastern Division of the Sun Belt Conference. They're tomorrow night, final game of the regular season. They're on the road at Old Dominion. They need a win to do it. Otherwise, ODU clinches the title in the East with a draw or a win. The Sun Belt Conference tournament is held next week in Foley, Alabama. Georgia State would love to get one of the top seeds by winning the Eastern Division. University of Georgia, just over in Athens, they clinched the number three seed in the SEC tournament. They're going to play the winner of Kentucky versus Florida next Tuesday at 3 p.m. in Pensacola, Florida, where the SEC tournament's being held. D3 tournament not there yet. Emory's women are ranked number two in the country in the D3 poll from United Soccer Coaches. Number two on the local side, let's go to the men's college scene. Georgia State's men are in Lexington, Kentucky to face the Kentucky Wildcats on Friday night. Halloween Sun Belt soccer, going to be an interesting one in Lexington. Georgia State going to go to the Sun Belt tournament, it appears. Trying to get into the top four to have a home tournament game. The men's tournament plays on campus sites. They have to finish top four. They're going to need probably to beat two ranked teams to do that, or at least get 4 points out of these two matches against ranked teams, Kentucky and Georgia Southern, next Tuesday night. Emory's men, we talked about Emory's women. Emory's men are number four this week in the D3 poll from the United Soccer Coaches. They drew 1-1 with number 12 Chicago this past weekend at home. Let's go down to Macon in the SoCon. The Mercer Bears, they have clinched a semifinal berth. They're going to be the top seed or the second seed in the SoCon. They're going to host a quarterfinal and then play the winner of that quarterfinal, not this upcoming weekend, but the following weekend. The semifinal will be on November 9th. The quarterfinal will be on November 7th. They finished the season this weekend at number 21, UNC Greensboro. Let's go to the NAIA, Georgia Gwinnett College. The freshman Usman Fall and sophomore Josepha Simao, they have earned the Continental Athletic Conference Soccer Players of the Week. Fall on the offensive side, Simao on the defensive side. The nationally ranked Grizzlies closed out the regular season with a road win, 10th win of the season. Mamadou Fall scored twice in the 3-0 win against Thomas University down in Thomasville. Two goals in the ninth and the 67th minute, and he had an assist on the third goal in the match. 14 goals this season for the freshman from Dakar, Senegal. Simao, the defensive honoree, he had an assist and scored a goal in that match. He is from France, and he was part of a defense that only allowed three total shots on the day. The Georgia Gwinnett Grizzlies, a team to watch in the NAIA. Their conference tournament will be held in Lawrenceville, the Continental Athletic Conference, and that will be the weekend of November 7th, 8th, and 9th. Number three on the local side. I was introduced this week by our good friends at the Georgia State Soccer Association to an awesome program here in Atlanta, CP Soccer Atlanta. They're entering their second year in 2026. They've got some awesome things planned. CP Soccer Atlanta started in May of 2024. Lindsay Cron got this going. She wanted to do this to help one of her clients with cerebral palsy play soccer. They started with four players, and now they've grown to a team of more than 15 active participants. They run a program year-round, and it provides a safe space for kids with cerebral palsy, brain injury, and stroke to learn and enjoy the game. U.S. Soccer, with the headquarters coming to Atlanta, and I think just a renewed interest on the U.S. Soccer Federation side of growing the game in all different facets. You know, we've talked about the extended national teams a lot here and on the SDH network. They have a CP men's national team that has been amazing as of late and won the Copa America recently. They've also created programming to help organizations like CP Soccer Atlanta grow their program, refine their program, improve their program. Each disability service organization developed a 101 guide to introduce the programming. CP Soccer's guide was released earlier this month. It's been a huge help to the organization. And if you're interested in more, go to cpsoccer.com. That's the website for the nationwide network. More information on all different facets if you're listening to this outside the Atlanta area, but also on the Atlanta program. And you can follow all of the upcoming local activities on Facebook at CP Soccer Atlanta. Awesome program. We'll be talking more about them as they ramp up for a very busy 2026. Let's get into some headlines from around the world. Number one, the English League Cup started today. Grimsby, remember them? They knocked out Manchester United. They got thrashed by Brentford today, 5-0. Grimsby beat Manchester United in the second round. They beat Sheffield Wednesday from the second division in the third round. Fourth round, they get overwhelmed by Brentford. Fulham, they became the second Premier League club to advance, beating third-tier Wycombe Wanderers 5-4 in a penalty shootout after a 1-1 draw. Wrexham, club that probably some of you have heard of as of late, thanks to Ryan Reynolds and Rob Mack, they missed out on making the final eight. They lost 2-1 at home to fellow Welsh club Cardiff City. Two Welsh teams that really don't have a rivalry. One's red, one's blue. They don't play very often. They hadn't played in over 20 years. Cardiff City ends up taking care of business. The other five last 16 fourth-round matches are tomorrow, including defending champions Newcastle at home to Tottenham Hotspur. Liverpool, with pressure on them after losing four straight Premier League games, they host Crystal Palace. And the Premier League leaders, Arsenal, are at home to Brighton. You can watch all of those on Paramount+. Number two on the international headlines, Germany. They will face the defending champions, Spain, in the UEFA Women's Nations League final next month. It's a repeat of this year's European Championship semifinal. Germany drew 2-2 with France on Tuesday. That allows them to progress 3-2 on aggregate. Spain dominated Sweden. They completed a 5-0 aggregate win. The final will be over two legs, Germany hosting Spain on November 28th. Before the return match at the Wanda Metropolitano in Madrid, the home of Atletico Madrid, 4 days later. Really excited for that. I love watching the Spanish women's national team. I just love the style of play. The German team has a very different kind of style. It's a good clash of styles. It creates really good matches. I am a little surprised that Germany got past France, though. The French team, I think, has a little more talent, but it's a little more inconsistent. Germany may be more consistent and getting more of the sum of the collective as opposed to the individuals. Number three on the headlines, a goal from Andre Frank Zambo Anguissa. He earned Napoli a hard-fought 1-0 win today on the road at Lecce. That sends them to the top of Serie A at least for 24 hours by 3 points. They're dealing with a ton of injuries right now, Napoli, the defending champions. They're missing Romelu Lukaku on a longer term. Now they're missing Kevin De Bruyne with a muscle injury, probably for the rest of the calendar year. They controlled possession. They created chances. They couldn't find a breakthrough in the first half. They finally got that breakthrough in the second half from Anguissa. Now, Roma will host Parma tomorrow. A win would move them back level with Napoli. They moved into the top spot on a 1-0 win over the weekend thanks to a goal from Paulo Dybala, who has been injured at times this season. It was his first goal of the year. He's trying to play his way back into the Argentine national team picture. Milan, they are 3 points behind Napoli after their 1-1 draw today at Atalanta. Number four on the headlines, it's been a crazy 24-plus hours in Glasgow, Scotland. Celtic have moved on from Brendan Rodgers, which escalated really quickly. It got kind of weird. You've got board members really trashing Brendan Rodgers in statements. Probably a little over the top. You have Rodgers questioning the board and the level of support that he was getting from the board. It's not a good environment with Celtic. They got beat over the weekend by Hearts, who are 8 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership. Would be the first team other than Celtic or Rangers to win the Scottish Premiership since 1985, when Aberdeen, led by a young Sir Alex Ferguson, did it. Four names have come up with the Celtic job. And it's funny because I talked about this last night on our SDH Network show, Soccer Over There. I think Celtic and Rangers, the top teams in Scotland, I think they are in the same pool as Major League Soccer's top teams. I do. I mean, there's some differences in revenues and things like that, and you're talking about probably a century separating the teams in terms of their histories. But in terms of maybe influence and quality and level and all that, I think it's pretty similar. So does Celtic come into the mix with these potential conversations about coaching hires when we're talking about Atlanta United, when we're talking about LAFC, when we're talking about the New York Red Bulls? Maybe. And one of the names that has come up, now, I don't think it's from the most reputable of sources out of Scotland. It's a source that I don't like to talk about. Wilfred Nancy's name has come up as possibly being a candidate for Glasgow Celtic. Ange Postecoglou, I would think, would be the leading candidate now that he is available and he's had success there before. Kiernan McKenna from Ipswich Town is another possible candidate. Robbie Keane's name has come up after winning the title in Hungary with Ferencváros. Our old friend Stephen Glass is part of that staff. Maybe he goes back to Scotland with Celtic. Would be a very interesting one if that happens. Just that job in general is always very interesting. It's one of the highest pressure jobs in the world, because of the fact that the Scottish League is really a two-horse race, although this year it might be proving to be different. And there's immense pressure on it because it's really the amount of games you play against your direct rival is just huge. And you still got to compete in Europe as well. It's tough. It's a very tough job. It has a short shelf life. I'll be curious to see which one of those four, or unless somebody completely different, takes it. All right, three things that make me smile quickly to wrap up this edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. One, hearing the excitement level for the World Cup coming to Atlanta at today's National Youth Sports Summit at Lake Point. A really fun time talking to folks at Lake Point, folks from U.S. Soccer, folks from the facility at Lake Point, folks from Coca-Cola. Just the amount of buzz that is being generated as we get closer and closer, it's really cool to start to feel it and see it and have it be something that's palpable. I think after the World Cup draw on December 5th, and we'll have a special Atlanta Soccer Tonight that evening to recap everything, it's going to be really real then. But man, I can feel it now, just all the excitement about this. Number two on the things that make me smile, the two games that we had a chance to call this past weekend, and we'll have two more this weekend with Atlanta United's Academy teams. Orlando City got the wins, but they were really good games and good players on both sides. I was so impressed at the level of thought that you saw from both sets of players. They were solving problems in the match. And I love to see young players that can do that, not being robotic. I love to see young players that are creative and can figure things out on the fly. And I think we saw that in those matches. And we're going to get two more this weekend with Atlanta United's Academy teams playing at 10 a.m. and at noon. You can watch it at atlutd.com/live. And number three on the things that make me smile about the game, just this time of year where you have the MLS Cup playoffs going on, and the intensity of these games is off the charts. You know, we've experienced this last year with Atlanta United, for example, against Miami. We've experienced it many times in the past. But also the other side of now, what happens in Atlanta? What happens with the Red Bulls? What happens with the Colorado Rapids? What happens with LAFC after their season is over? What happens in New England and Kansas City, two historic teams in this league? The buzz, the conversations about what these clubs do, I think it just shows that this league has grown so, so much. It's very exciting where everything is right now. And even with the results not being where you would like them to be when it comes to Atlanta United, the buzz of these conversations about Tata Martino, Giovanni Savarese, what the club could do, what it means, what they do, all of these things, it's just, it's very, very exciting to be talking about soccer in Atlanta, Georgia right now. And we're going to be doing that tomorrow with the press conference tomorrow morning at 9:30. Make sure you're following me at Longshoe. Make sure you're following Madison Cruz 7. Make sure you're following 92.9 The Game. Make sure you're following Soccer Down Here for all of the updates from us from the press conference, our thoughts on it. and all of that. And we'll see if there's any news between now and next Tuesday when I'm back with you for a new edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Y'all have a good rest of the evening. Adios, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funny as a meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.